Oh, hello, dear. Come on in and have a seat. Would you like anything to drink? Or some cookies, maybe? No? Well, please, go ahead and get comfortable. I want to talk to you about something. Something serious. Did your mother tell you why she sent you over? No? Just that I had something I wanted you to do. Figures. Leaving me to do all the dirty work. All right. Well, you know my daughter, Amy, right? Of course you do. You two went to school together. Well, she's found herself in need of a man. Oh, don't worry. Now that she's finally come to her senses and dumped that jackass she was dating. Oh, he was so obnoxious. I could hardly stand him. Always bossing everybody around just because he has money. He was a regular asshole. Anyway, so I was talking to your mom, and she and I started throwing ideas around. You know, just spitballing. Trying to figure out a solution for my daughter. And, well, we sort of came to the conclusion that you might be just what my girl needs. Oh, don't look so startled. You're a nice, upstanding young man. A gentleman, even. And you have a good job and a good career path. And you're in decent shape, tall and strong. And more important, you aren't an asshole, either. At least that's your reputation. And you've always been such a polite young man, especially when I see you in church. So, anyway, I even ran this idea past Amy, and after a little convincing, she agreed to at least give it a try, okay? Well, with a few conditions. And trust me, it's nothing much, and I'm sure you'll pass with flying colors. There's just one condition that might be a problem, and it's a biggie, too. Yeah. See, Amy tells me pretty much everything about her love life. You know, how mothers and daughters are. And one of her biggest problems with her ex, besides his garbage personality, was that he, there's only one way to say this. He was terrible in bed. Not only was his dick, his penis, not up to snuff, so to speak, but he also didn't know how to use what he had. So my daughter, naughty little thing that she is, had to take care of things herself, if you know what I mean. That's why she agreed to the plan your mom and I cooked up. But with one major stipulation, that I had to vet you. Oh, don't look scared. No, I'm not going to cut off your balls. I only mean that I want to make sure that you can please my Amy in bed, is all. Stop stuttering. Just spit it out. You want to know how I plan to do that? To test you for that? Oh, sweetie, you're a grown man. How the hell do you think I plan to test you? Your mom gave me the go-ahead. And my baby girl, too. In fact, she demanded it. So you're just going to have to wrap your head around the fact that you need to do your best to fuck my brains out. That's all. Oh, come on. Get that scared look off your face. What? You don't think I'm pretty? Or maybe you think I'm not hot enough for you? Oh, you flatterer. You really do have a silver tongue, don't you? But words aren't going to convince anyone of anything tonight. You need to back up your words with action. You need to prove that you think I'm, quote, hot enough. Yeah. So, let's get this show on the road. The sooner we finish up, the sooner you can leave, okay? Now stand up and get those pants off and get that cock out and fuck me until I can't see straight. I confess, it's been a while, and I've been busy since the divorce. I've only found a few guys that I was interested in anyway, enough to give them a chance to prove they're worth anything in bed. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm doing this for my daughter, and for your mother. And she's been waiting a long time for you to settle down with a nice girl. So get your dick out and... Holy shit! Sweetie, where the hell have you been hiding that thing anyway? Jesus Christ, it must be 9 inches long and almost as thick as my wrist. You've got to be a grower, because I swear there's no possible way you could have been hiding that thing in your pants without me seeing it. Oh, sweetie, it's such an amazing cock. Well, before all this goes to your head, and it's not enough to be big or thick or swollen or rock hard. It's how you use that thing that's important, if not more so. Yeah, So let me wrap my hand around it. It'll help me to think better. A great big cock that can't stay hard or goes off after a couple of pumps, is it worth shit? And if you don't know what to do with all that cock, well, I guess that maybe can be fixed with some practice. Who's got the time to train a new boy toy? Ugh, for my daughter, I mean. Jesus. Although this thing might break her. Oh, well. She's barely in her 20s. She can learn to take it. Especially if you got the know-how how to make her come her brains out. Oh, don't mind me. I was just rambling here while I was slowly jerking your cock. Yeah. Yeah, I always mutter to myself. It helps me to think better. All right, let's get down to business here. I can indulge myself later. This is about you. And for the first test, I'm going to suck this big fat cock. I'm going to suck it until I've had my fill of sucking. And you better not come either. You better show some self-control while I suck your cock. Understand? This is important for my little girl. Yeah, so let me just get down here on my knees. Oh, no, scratch that. I want to be comfortable here while I suck your cock. I'll just sit in the chair here, and you're just the right height that I won't get a kink in my net while I blow you. Oh, boy, I can't wait to get this in my mouth. I surely do love a man's dick. They're all nice. Especially when they're big and hard and swollen. Nothing's like a man with a rock hard cock. Oh, I sure love the feel of your cock in my mouth. How you doing, baby? Yeah? Your legs getting a little trembly? You ready for a deep throat test now? You sure you can take it, sweetie? You sure you can take it when I force my face down under your cock and take you past my tonsils, past that little stricture in my throat, and deep throat you? A lot of men can't last when I deep throat them. I've had a lot of experience, you know. But God, I love a man who's up to a challenge. Keep up that enthusiasm, baby. I got half your cock in my mouth now. I got half of it in. Oh. naked from the waist down, wrinkled, wet, and drooly. And I'm completely dressed. We gotta fix that. Make us equal. Rest up a minute while I strip. This top is so tight. It's hard to pull it off in a hurry. And my bra, oh yeah, I can't quite reach the clasp and back. Here, you do it. Yeah. There now. How do you like my tits? Yeah? Are they big enough for you? What the fuck do you mean they're nice? Shut the fuck up. You're not in church now. You can say what's really on your mind. I know you stare at them every chance you get. You love these big, fat fucking titties, don't you? Yeah, you and just about every other man I've ever met. But there's still the matter of down there, isn't there? You know, my cunt. Let me just wriggle out of these tight pants and my thong panties. Oh. See, I knew you were coming over, so I got my sexiest lingerie just for you. Yeah. Which brings us to your next test. A good boyfriend should know how to eat pussy like an expert. So let's just see what you've got in the tongue department. I'll just lie down here in the bed and spread my legs like this. And yeah, I shave my pussy. So what? It makes it better for a man to feast on. And you better be famished, mister. Now get on there and give it your best. Oh, baby, color me impressed. You've done this before, haven't you? I can tell because you know that figure eight trick that drives women wild. And your hot breath in my cunt. Somebody sure taught you well. Maybe another little milfy mommy in the neighborhood, huh? Someone taught you how to do that. I bet it was that slut down the street, Mrs. Donovan. Because trust me, most men your age have no idea what the hell they're doing down there. And if I have anything to complain about, it'd be that you should shave. But then again, Amy likes her men a little scruffy. But I'm doing this for her, not for me. So go ahead and keep the fuzz for now. Oh, yeah, get back to work, baby. I want to come on your tongue. That's it. Keep going. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare. I don't care if you can't breathe. Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels so good. I love your tongue on me. Oh, God, Jesus, right there. Right there. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, God, that feels so good. Don't stop. Oh, ow. Oh, don't stop. Oh, ow. Now then, it's time for the main event, sweetie. Yeah, another test, the final test. Now you lay down here, all right? And now we'll start with me riding you. And you better not come either, or you won't pass the test. But I bet you're getting close, aren't you? Yeah, I can tell. I can tell by looking at your cock that you're really, really close. But just remember, you only get one shot at me before you get to shoot all the rest of your hot cum into my daughter, where it should be going anyway. And I've only come once, just a few minutes ago when you ate my cunt. And you'd better be planning on giving me at least two more cums, too, before you even think about shooting your load in me. You got that, big boy? Huh? Okay, yeah. You lie down, and I'll get on top, and stick that hard cock inside mommy's fuckhole. Yeah. I want to ride you. Yeah, grab my tits. Oh, yeah. Squeeze them while I fuck you. Yeah, that's it. Ow. Oh, I see you got initiative. Oh, I like that. Almost as much as I like you sucking on my tits as I pump my ass up and down in your cock. Yeah, go ahead. Ooh, suck that nipple. Oh, yeah. Draw the whole thing into your mouth. Oh, yeah. Look and suck my tits while I ride you. Oh, God, baby. Oh, you're going to make me come again. I love it. I love grinding my clit right on your shaft as I ride your cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to just. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Harder. Oh, don't you dare come. You hear me? Don't you dare. Oh, God, yeah. Right there. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, you're doing good, kid. Well, that was definitely worth my while. And as much crap as I was giving you about lasting, you're sure actually impressing me with your self-control. Yeah, I know my way around a cock. Most men would have given up the ghost by now, but not you. You got what I call stamina. Yeah. Here. I know it's a little vanilla, but if you can't get her off missionary style, you aren't going to keep my girl's attention for very long. So let's see if you're worth her time. Let's switch around, and you get on top of me, okay? I'll lie on my back now, and you get on top and mount me. Yeah, I'll spread my legs for you, and you get right there. Right, get your hips right there, right in between my legs. Yeah, and stick your cock right there, right at the entrance to my fuckhole. Oh, it's so wet. Oh, yeah. I'll spread my legs wide for you, and you get it right there. Oh, I love feeling your cock right there. It's right at the entrance, yeah. Okay, you got 9 inches? Show me what you got, baby. Oh, yeah, start shoving it in. Oh, now bust this milfy pussy up, baby, with your big, fat, thick cock, and fuck me hard, and fill me up. I want the full 9 inches, too. Oh, yeah, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck that sucker inside me. Yeah. Can't you go any deeper? You still got more cock. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can take it. Oh, you got me all lubed up with your pre-cum and my cum. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, you drink me so good, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Maul my tits while you dick me. Pinch those nipples. What? You want me to cross my arms and hold my tits together so you can watch them jiggle while you fuck me? Oh, that is so fucking hot. Yeah. Like this? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh. I can feel how it's getting to you. Oh, yeah. Watching my tits jiggle and shake as you plow my cunt. Oh, God, baby, yeah. Ooh, ooh, you better be close, because I'm getting ready to come again. I'm rubbing my clit as you pound me with your big, huge cock, and it's going to be the biggest cum ever. Humping my hips up at you. Oh, I love your cock inside me. Oh, fuck my daughter. I want to keep you for myself. Jeez. Oh, I can't stand it. I want to feel you shoot your load inside me. I want your cum, baby. Yeah, before my daughter gets it all. Oh, yeah, do it. Do it. Fuck that dip. Fuck that dick inside me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel you big. You're getting bigger and harder and more swollen. I feel you swelling up inside me. Yeah, shoot it. Shoot your load, baby. Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 fuck yeah. Oh, oh, well, shit, sweetie. You fuck my daughter like that, and she'll be plenty in your hands. I can promise you that. Ooh. Especially after that douchebag she was fucking before. Huh? Was that? Did your mom know what I was planning? Silly boy. Of course she did. Your mother knows how much of a slut her best friend is, silly. We've been friends since we were little. And she was my best customer back when I was stripping during my wild youth. But you didn't know about your mom. You didn't know she was bi, did you? Well, she still is, I suppose. I may have neglected to mention we came up with this plan with my mouth full of her pussy. Oh, the look on your face. You know, you want to know what else you didn't know? Hey, Amy. He fucks like a dream, sweetheart. Come on in. It's time for you two to get acquainted.